Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for it must be a Wednesday, as baby is always a Wednesday. Patrick Harris, Mike Lynch, Joe Fish behind the glass in for you on this fine sunny evening.
It is another gorgeous Northwest day.
Yeah, we're doing all right here.
80 degrees. I was not outside for the 80 degrees, but I was outside when it was warm out. It's a beautiful day.
I sat outside for a little bit on my patio, my patio.
It's one of those days where if you've got yourself a little patio and or balcony and or whatever, it's one of those where, you know what, just go commit and sit for an hour.
This is the best it's looked all day, though, to be honest. It's been overcast almost all day and kind of muggy and gross.
Really?
Yeah, at least in Nopo.
Oh, okay. It's been kind of sunny over here, at least from what I paid attention to.
Happy holidays.
I suppose.
For today is Attack of the Fifth.
Oh.
Tomorrow's Revenge of the Sixth.
We already had May the 4th.
Yeah, I know. We keep this party rolling.
Okay. It's also Cinco de Drinco.
Yeah.
That's something that I've never celebrated in my life, not even once.
Stupidest holiday in the world.
It's an excuse to get drunk.
Was created in 1989 by Corona to get Americans to drink and somehow still hate Mexicans. I don't get it.
I want to go that far, but...
Well, I would. I just did, in fact.
You don't get it? I get it. That sounds like America to me.
I personally prefer a Negro Modelo.
The last time I checked, I do not need excuses to drink.
Except for now, because you're on hole 30.
I still drink.
I wish I could drink right now.
Well, you should have brought something.
I brought something once, okay?
Yeah, once.
I did my part.
Yeah, once.
He's on 5 drinks a week.
5 beers a week.
5 beers a week.
Wait, what?
I'm on drinks.
He's doing hole 30.
I'm on drinks whenever I want.
What?
Yeah.
He's doing hole 30.
Yeah, I'm rocking the hole 30. And so
he's on day 7.
I don't. Five?
No, I'm on day 4.
You say that like I know what that is.
It's
30 days of changing what you put into your body.
It's 30 days of hell.
No, it's actually not. It's been good.
It's been
I had some
days,
nice
Patrick.
Pork carnitas and some veggies today for dinner.
Technically, you're not supposed to drink beer. But
not supposed to drink alcohol at all.
Because he is beer guy, he's gonna have some.
And a little tequila, a little gin, soda, and some fresh lime. Well, that keeps it as low as possible. I do buy some hard seltzer today.
Oh, I hate that.
Definitely wish that one beer would have been tonight.
Joe, like, coming back from his son's soccer game, and he's just like, please, I need a beer.
I was looking forward to it. been a good, good day so far.
Well, you know, sometimes
that means you don't need the beer, and that's a good thing.
That's true.
Well, the
would have been the cherry on top. Let's just say that.
Sometimes the gods here at Odyssey, if you ask a question, sometimes they may deliver.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay.
What, you talk like, you know, I'm a true alcoholic. I ain't got secret stash around this place.
I thought you ran out of your secret stash around this place.
No, I think there's still a little in there. But I can't
secret quit. Secret stash of water, everybody, water.
I can't quit drinking because, well, that would be just depressing. but yeah, it's no grains.
Also,
no,
it's your job.
Yeah, no grains, no soy, no dairy, no added sugar, natural sugars only.
Are you doing like keto or something?
No. Keto is no carbs. Keto is actually like a really dangerous. That's a diet. And I hate the term diet because diet is just what you eat. But that's like a weight loss program. And it's actually can be quite dangerous. Whole30, you just remove all the non-natural toxins that could go into your body. And then you slowly reintroduce them and see how you feel.
Yeah, my sister sent a list of
I still
of things.
Eat really well.
My sister does keto, and she sent a list of things you can't have during keto. I'm like, yeah, no way I'm ever doing that.
I like bread and cheese too much for any of these things.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in keto, like, you can have
meat and eggs.
Well, yeah, I can do that too. But, like, keto, you can, you know, if you use gluten-free pasta, you can make mac and cheese with the most processed cheese in it you've ever seen in your life.
By the way, whole wheat pasta, underrated.
I think it's, as Mike Lynch would say, accurately rated.
Yeah, I would say that's exactly rated. It's terrible.
I'm getting a list of that she sent. No corn.
Yeah, I can't have corn.
No corn, rice, potatoes.
Yep, no grains.
Any baked good.
I
breads,
can have
tortillas.
I can have potatoes.
Sweets, juice, flavored creamer, artificial sweeteners, cereal,
I can have juice,
oatmeal.
As long as there's not a bunch of garbage in it.
Really just meat, veggies, eggs, and dairy. Also, no beans.
I can't have dairy. I can't have legumes either.
No beans. Yeah. You're basically doing keto.
No. No, because the keto kids still have soy. They have processed sugar.
If he was doing keto, he would have told you about it 2 weeks ago.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
It's you like, should really try it out.
It's like being a vegan in CrossFit, you know. But it's been wild because like I go to the store, like I had to pick up some bacon this morning at the store. I had to grab a few things at the store and like I picked up a pack of bacon and I flipped it over and it was like, this has added sugar in it. Like bacon doesn't need to kill you more. Let's throw some extra sugar in
it. Was it like maple bacon or something?
No. It was just regular, uncured, store brand bacon.
Okay.
And I flipped it over and one of the ingredients is sugar. And I was like, why are we adding sugar to this? Oh, because I've learned that in America, everything must have corn, soy, or sugar in it.
Yep.
And that, my friends, is what I'm trying to kick.
All that's three, the better.
That's big corporations right there.
That's
right?
What I'm trying to kick because it's really hard on the earth. And you know me, I'm pro earth. Oh, stop, Joe. Like, this is a shock to you.
Look at him. Listen to him.
Listen to the way I talk.
Witness me.
You know what I mean, dude?
I am 1080 the fan.
Damn right. You're damn right. Been all over this place.
Says there's
just
no
carrying
sugar.
The station the last week.
There's no sugar bacon at New Seasons. Costs a fortune and tastes bad, but it's still bacon.
Hey, I found no sugar bacon, and it didn't cost a fortune, and it's totally fine.
Oh, okay.
It's a little extra salty. I don't love salt.
You don't love salt?
I don't.
Salt just adds flavor to things.
Salt adds salt flavor to things.
No, that's not true. Salt enhances flavor unless used too much.
Exactly. If you cook with salt, it enhances flavor. If you just add salt, it tastes like salt.
I made my homemade guacamole this weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been learning how to do it because my mom sent me her recipe. And I love guac and I love making quesadillas and stuff like that. And I have not been able to get it perfect because I always put a little too much salt in and it's hard to cut the salt flavor once you've overdone the salt. You know, you can put some lemon juice in or you can put a little bit more garlic or whatever ingredients you use to cut it. This time it was perfect.
You want to know the secret?
I put the salt in and I was like, oh, let me put a little lemon juice. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
You want to know the big secret to guacamole?
What?
Low brown sugar.
Oh, okay.
Just un poquito.
That's your special. I put garlic in mine.
Just a little. Well, I put garlic and onions and everything.
Well, not everyone puts garlic in it, though. That's
well,
why
people
I say
are silly. It's like when people ask, you know, oh, what's your favorite vegetable? You know, give me your top three favorite vegetables. I always have to ask, do onions and garlic count? Because if onions and garlic count, well, then there's one and two. Because I don't cook anything without onions and garlic.
Yeah, I mean, well, those are, yes, I would agree with you. They are, you know, people say the Holy Trinity is what? Carrots, onions, and I forget the third one in the Holy Trinity. Because I'm not a chef. But for me, it includes garlic and onions in everything. I
for
love it
today. For some reason, I prefer to use shallots. I know they're just like...
They're green onions, right?
Based, no, they're like just these smaller bulb onions. They're like purple.
Oh.
But right. I guess they're just... They're, to me, they're less intense than just onion, like a red onion or white onion.
You don't need to get a... Red onion's the most intense. You can get yellow. It's a little bit less intense. Or white is a little bit sweeter.
I'll stick to my shallots.
The Cajun Holy Trinity is white onions, green bell peppers, and celery. That's celery. The Cajun.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't find any other Holy Trinity.
That might be it, though. Yeah.
So you made guacamole the other day.
I did.
I made a crunch wrap last night.
Ooh.
Fun.
We used to do that when I worked at the pub. We had the lead line cook. He was always down to make Taco Bell food, but in the kitchen of a brewery. So you have a lot higher quality ingredients. He made a chalupa once.
Ooh.
And I ate half of it, and 10 minutes later, I thought I was going to die. Like, took the pita bread, deep fried it, burger patty broken up on the bottom
with
lettuce and queso cheese that they use for nachos, yes, and tomatoes and sour cream.
Yes.
And I ate half of it, and it was a brick, yes, in my stomach. I thought I was going to die.
Did you enjoy it?
No. Well,
did you enjoy the taste?
The first like two or three bites, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then it was like, wow, this is really heavy. And then I thought I was going to die.
So I would have loved it because I love rich food.
Did you destroy the toilet afterwards?
One would say the toilet destroyed me. I don't even know how that works. But it does work.
Now
did
I'm
you fall in?
Now I'm just picturing Randy in the South Park episode.
Help!
Spinning in circles. Hot,
hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot, hot. I had to explain to someone today, Towley, the character Towley.
Oh, man. Be cultured, folks.
Yeah, I know.
Not everybody watches South Park.
I had to explain, you know, the scene where he goes, I'm only going to smoke half this joint now. And then when I'm done, I'm going to smoke the other half later to reward myself. They're like, you're getting high to reward yourself for getting high?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And how Towley is kind of a character that teaches kids not to do drugs. Because if you ever notice, the boys, they hate Towley.
Yes, they do.
They're like, all Towley wants to do is get high. That's dumb. Like, see? Child programming.
Also, I love that everyone is sending in their secret ingredient for their guac. This one is coriander. This one says, why aren't you using lime instead of lemon? You said brown sugar.
Oh, lime for sure.
I think I'm using lemon juice because that's just what I have in the fridge. You know. Joe is using shallots instead of onions. Everyone's got their thing, man.
Coriander's not a bad thing.
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, I got a good buddy of mine.
I struggle with coriander. It's really strong.
I got you. Everything in moderation, my friend.
I know, but
welcome to my new lifestyle. Everything in moderation.
Same as the old lifestyle, except for clear alcohol.
Except for clear liquor. You can go to town on that.
Oh, okay. So just have rum.
No, that's too much sugar.
Oh, well, that's a clear liquor.
You got to go gin or tequila.
Oh. So not all clear liquor.
No, not all clear liquor.
And tequila's not
really
clear.
You can go vodka, but vodka's boring.
I know it is.
Vodka's the most
boring
thing.
But it gets the job
done. I would rather drink water than vodka.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Some people drink vodka like water.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Oakley Doakley, we got a lot to get to today. Did the Blazers win? Is that game over?
Yeah, they blew them out.
Thank God. Timbers are on right now. We'll keep you an update on that. And, you know, we got a Champions League final today, too. Set all English.
Yeah.
And I hate both those clubs, so I'm hoping for a natural disaster.
Two of the best Americans, one on each team.
Who is the other one?
Zach Steffen, the goalie.
The like third place goalie for Man City?
He's their second string goalie.
Okay, well, they have the second best goalie in the world, so I don't think that guy's gonna play.
I know. I'm just saying he's on the team.
Everybody
you jerk.
Everybody wants to say that to me, and I'm like, cool.
He's the US's top goalie.
Yeah, well.
And he left the MLS and got picked up by Man City, and he's played in the Champions League. And he's played in the Premier League, and he's played in the FA Cup.
Well,
so
he's
playing for them.
If I were him, I would go to a team that needs a goalie, like Southampton or something. They could use a goalie.
Ah, they're fine.
I think
the rotation of crappy dudes is working.
I think something happened in baseball today, too. Something.
Yeah. So there's a lot of baseball to get to today, and we'll kind of dive into that. It is a celebratory day for our fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher the third, as there is a no-hitter, and we'll get to that, and that's where we're going to start. You can follow us on social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at PDD085. Mike's on Twitter, MikeLynch27, and Joe's at JoeFish3. That's F-I-S-C-H. Speaking of social medias and Stutch. The Beers on Us podcast going to drop tomorrow at 4 p.m. And boy, is it a doozy.
It is so good.
I would make sure you grab that. And realistically, like, this whole month is going to be chock full of really great stuff. So make sure you get that wherever you get your podcasts, including TanningTheFan.com and the Odyssey app. I miss anything? 503-250-1080?
I have something I talked about on Primetime I want to bring to our audience if they didn't hear it.
Excellent.
And also, I saw an article on ESPN of two of the newer... It's kind of boring to say the new Moneyball because that's we've been saying it for years, but two new things that teams have started doing to try to set themselves apart from the rest of the league. There was an ESPN Plus article about it that I quite enjoyed and I would like to share with
you. Well, I'm into all that. And a couple superstars on the DL, which one is worse? There's a lot to get to today, but where we want to start, the 308th no-hitter ever thrown in Major League Baseball history happened today, and we will get to that first. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I feel like you don't even have to touch it, to be honest with you.
You don't. You don't have to touch it, Patrick.
You ain't gonna touch nothing.
When did I say that?
I have no idea. These are such old drops, but we're so used to them that I don't really want to get rid of them.
Well, I mean, yeah. We still add new drops when we say them, right?
Kind of. Like, it's hard to break into this. You know? I mean, yeah. How am I going to get rid of that? And I don't want this to look like the drops for Primetime.
Oh, you mean glorious?
Where I can't,
filled with goodies?
Where I can't see anything and you just click, 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 click all around because you who cares what it is?
What? No, you always care what it is. You have a plan in your head and you know where things are and you go.
Okay, I love you.
Okay, bye.
That is my favorite. Earlier today in an afternoon game, the Mariners had a day baseball game. And it was against Joe's Baltimore Orioles. And in that game,
it was the rubber match.
The rubber match of the series. It was the 30th in the history of the Baltimore Orioles and the 308th in the history of Major League Baseball. John Means threw himself a no-hitter in one of the sadder, more peculiar no-hitters
because he
faced the minimum amount of batters, 27 up in the theory, 27 down.
Yep.
No walks, no hits, but he did throw a wild pitch on a strikeout, which led to a base runner who got thrown out trying to steal.
Yep.
I appreciate Scott Service taking a shot. He's like, well, we can't hit this guy, so you might as well try to steal.
I think that happened in the seventh inning, too, so it was pretty late in the game that he had that happen.
I count it as a perfect game.
And so kudos to that, and I want to that's where I want to start, but I do want to get into kind of the thoughts on no-hitters as a whole in Major League Baseball.
First for the Orioles since 91, by the way.
Yeah, and a kudos to John Means, who's actually had a really good season this year.
Yep.
I think I heard he hasn't pitched into the eighth inning all season.
Probably true.
Or in his career.
I want to say the opening day he did go seven strong.
He went seven strong. But yeah, I think I heard that he hasn't gone into the eighth inning in his career as a major league pitcher.
And he did throw 120 pitches tonight, or 117.
Well, because, so, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to pull the guy?
Of course. I'm just saying. So, yeah, he made sure he finished it off well above his normal amount of pitches.
And I think it's really good for John Means in the sense that lots of times when we see these, you even see him in perfect games a little bit, too. You can see a Felix Hernandez throw a perfect game, who, by the way, still has the most recent perfect game. So there's a shine for you Mariner fans. You can have an absolute stud Hall of Famer throw a perfect game, but then you can also see guys like Dallas Braden.
Yep.
Not that great of a pitcher, you know, a serviceable guy, semi-journeyman. I don't know if he's a journeyman specifically, but you can see some of these guys that aren't the strongest pitchers that just catch it in one day. What I love about John Means is he's had a really good season so far.
And he was projected to pop this year by many. I was really high on him coming into the year. And,
you smoke weed?
No.
Sorry, just joking.
No, I don't. But it's cool to see somebody who has such high potential, who everyone was talking about being good, actually starting off the year well and then doing something like this, where it really, it's kind of like, I know that you talk about the Dallas Braden's and stuff, and it doesn't mean a ton, but to me, when you see a good pitcher do this, it's like a final nail in the coffin, like, not in the coffin, but final hammer into the nail. Wow, this guy's good.
Yeah.
And he can do things like this.
We sit here and
this changeup is nasty.
We sit here and we lament the Shane Biebers, the Jacob deGroms, the Garrett Coles of the world. I haven't seen a no-hitter from you. Not that that means they're not any good. But you're right. It is very, very nice to see somebody who's hot, who's having a streak, that it wasn't one day against a bad team. I know John mentioned this at the end of primetime. Mariners are batting 201. That offense is not sexy. I'm very aware of that. But I don't view this as, oh, man, John Means got lucky. He was playing the Mariners. No, John Means has been a good pitcher this year. And to throw a no-hitter after his fifth start?
Yeah.
That's good. Like, kudos to you, my man.
It's fantastic. And it doesn't really matter to me that the team is a bad hitting team. It is so difficult to get that done.
I agree with you.
And, you know, he could have been playing the Cleveland Spiders from 1899. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no-hitter. It's really hard to do. And frankly, in my mind, it's like Joe said, it's a perfect game without being a perfect game. He didn't walk anybody. He was so accurate with his pitches. I watched the last four innings of the game when I came in. He was right, left, up, down, fastballs, changeups, completely had him off balance. Everything was working, and it was just a joy to watch that kind of a game. So yeah.
And as an Orioles fan, the last notable thing any pitcher did for the Orioles was Dylan Bundy giving up a billion runs in one inning a couple of years ago. And
just, that was notable.
Yeah, that was the last notable thing to come from an Orioles pitcher. So you were right that he's never gone more than seven innings in his career. So for the first time for him to do that, he gets the no-no. That's pretty cool. But
is he already down to, 1.27 right now or something?
It's like below that? Two, yeah.
Started the game like 1.5, something like that. He's been pitching great.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, I mean, just being an Orioles fan, there has not been a lot to cheer about over the last couple of years. I mean, drafted Nadley Rutschman, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But you're waiting on that. That's going to take
exactly.
a little time.
Actually, gameplay. I mean, last year was fun in the 60-game season because they were kind of sort of in the hunt when they really shouldn't have been. But this is much needed for that fan base.
Yeah, so kudos to John Means in throwing the 308th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history.
And the third one of the year.
Third one of the year. And that's kind of the point that I want to slide into next, that I've got some stats in front of me, and I'll kind of dial them in the commercial break. We're seeing more and more no-hitters, and we've talked about this a little bit throughout, but now that this happens, I just want to kind of hone in on this and really kind of beat this dead horse in case you don't know. And that is the level of hitting in Major League Baseball. And we'll get to all we'll get to all that next. But first, there's my man Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.735, this is Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the Willamette. Still 0-0 in this CONCACAF Champions League game between the Timbers and Club America in the 20th minute, just about the 21st. We'll keep you updated on that.
For those who don't know, Timbers are dogs.
Timbers are dogs. They're not supposed to win Club America. They play in Estadio Azteca, which is the largest sporting venue in the world. Top flight security of the world, Craig.
I don't know, but
there's no fans. You don't know that?
I don't think I know that.
Oh, dude, that's Friday After Next.
Oh, okay. I've seen that movie once, but I don't know quotables from it.
We watch that movie every year at Christmas. It's my mom's favorite Christmas movie.
Really?
I'm not lying. My mom loves...
Having met your mom, that is very surprising to me.
My mom loves the Friday movies, and in a quite... I don't think this statement is controversial. I think it's just wrong. She prefers Mike Epps over Chris Tucker.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
She likes Day Day over Smokey, and I don't know, man.
Chris Tucker's a legend, man.
Chris Tucker as Smokey is like, that's some good stuff.
Chris Tucker is everything.
And there it goes. Stuff. Club America up 1-0. Nice cross, nice header.
Yep.
Timbers got to do something. We're talking about no hitters here, and I just pulled up. This is such a classic me thing. I like pulled up some no hitter stats just to look at things, and I am in like a massive rabbit hole.
Yeah, we were looking at catchers who have caught the most no hitters.
Yeah, like Alec Mills threw a no hitter in 2020. I don't remember that for the Cubs.
Okay,
against the Brewers.
I don't remember that either. The quarantine season was strange.
Yeah, and Victor Caratini caught it.
Okay.
And he happened to catch Joe Musgrove this year, too.
Okay.
So you just kind of like...
And he's Yu Darvish's personal catcher.
Oh, there you go. So that makes sense why he was on the Cubs last year and the Padres this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it even has the catchers that catch them. And if they have multiple, it tells it. Wilson Ramos has three.
Yeah, I guess Carlos Ruiz.
He's got four. That was a great guess. He has the most caught no-hitters since I stopped looking at 1917.
Mm-hmm. Because the Phillies had Halliday throw a couple, two. Including perfectos,
mm-hmm.
and then Hamels had two.
And they had a combined no-hitter with Cole Hamels, Jake Diekman, Ken Giles, and Jonathan Punch-You-In-The-Face-A-Bon.
Oh, okay. That's still pitchers who are in the league right now. Diekman on the A's.
Giles, Tommy John.
Hurt, but...
Papelbon's not
exists.
In the league.
And then who was eighth inning guy, you said?
Papelbon was the closer.
Oh, okay.
He's not in the league.
He's not in the league.
But the other guys are. Oh, I think I have Diekman on my fantasy team.
He's on mine, yeah.
So the thing that I was most interested in when I brought this up, so there's been 308, okay?
Okay.
I had this kind of thought in my head. I was like, okay, so there's, if we've been recording this since they have stats, according to Wikipedia, I should be on Baseball Reference, but I'm on Wikipedia. They have stats. They recorded this since 1876.
Okay.
Okay.
That's basically the beginning of the history of baseball.
We're almost 150 years, right? If my math is correct.
Sure.
We're almost at 150 years. And I had this thought in my head that I said, how long has it been in the last 50? Okay.
Since what? How long has it been?
How many years have passed and we've had 50 no hitters?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So I went back to 258. 258th is Justin Verlander in 2007. So of 308 no-hitters, 50 of them have been since 2007. That's not including Mark Burley's earlier that season.
Okay, so that would be... Okay, so there's 308 no-hitters.
308.
So that means that there's 200...
50 in the last 14 years.
So there's 250, just for an even number, prior to the last 14 years. I'm just, okay. I mean, it's a lot in the last 14 years, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm seeing this, and it just kind of, it's something we've been talking about and kind of been going back and forth and trying to, like, put our finger on it as to why and things like that. But this just goes to show that hitting is slightly kind of a dying art.
Well, also, I mean, we always like to take the dump on hitting. But it's not as if pitching isn't getting better.
And you've been on this the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's like... It's so one-sided. Like, oh, nobody's hitting. It's the three true outcomes. And there's truth to it all, obviously. But it's not as if pitching hasn't become that much better and that much more difficult to deal with. I mean, you're right. I've been on it. How many guys throw 100 miles an hour or 98 miles an hour?
A lot.
How many guys have two-seamers that move literally across the entire plate?
A lot. I got two on my own team.
Can you imagine hitting? Imagine hitting in 1993 and hitting now. Imagine the average.
Which is funny because in 93, I mean, a lot of those guys are juicing too. I'm on your side on this.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, 93, yeah, okay.
But I'm on your side on this. Yeah. I still think those guys are juicing in 93 and it still was easier. You had the exceptions of you had your Randy Johnsons, your Glavins, your Smoltz, your Maddox. You know, Pedro's not too far away. Clemens is in there. You had guys, but I think you're onto something with that.
It's both. And that's the thing. It's you can't argue one is terrible without giving the other one credit. Just like if all of a sudden every team was hitting 300, it would have to be not just because the hitters have gotten better and or they are juicing. It's also because the pitchers probably suck for whatever reason, right? So it's got to go both ways. That's all.
You want to play the fun game of remember these guys?
Okay.
Let's see. In less than a calendar year, this guy for the Cincinnati Reds
threw two no-hitters.
For the Reds?
For the Reds. 2012, 2013. Less than a calendar year, two different seasons.
I want to take a guess at this.
Okay.
Fire away.
Is Johnny Cueto?
No.
Damn.
I know, because you're like, who's the good pitcher on the Reds?
Right, and in that time of...
Yep, that's like peak, pristine. That's why Johnny Cueto is still getting paid this to this day, like $30 million a
probably
year.
Probably wrong, but I just want to say this guy's name, Bronson Arroyo.
No. With the cornrows or without the cornrows?
Either way.
Aaron Harang.
The answer is Homer Bailey.
Oh.
Wow, that guy is a gas can now.
Homer Bailey. He's terrible. That guy's a gas can, quote Mike Lynch.
Isn't that gas can is terrible, right?
Okay, I just made sure. It's like a hot, it's like this, you know, there's this dumpster fire and he's a hot gas
can. It's ready to blow up at any moment.
Hisashi Iwakuma.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Forgot about that one. Jake Arrieta has two of them.
Yeah, you said that in the break and I was kind of flummoxed by that. You forget how good Arrieta was for most of the early part of his career.
Justin Verlander has a no-hitter in 2019. He has a no-hitter in 2011.
Okay.
And he has a no-hitter in 2007.
Is that three different teams? Two different teams.
What was the last one that I said?
2017, you said. So that's Astros.
2017's got to be the asterisks.
And then you've got Tigers.
2019. Yeah, for the Astros. Two for the Tigers, for the one for the Astros. Should we build the shrine for him now?
Text came in and said Philip Umber. Remember that one?
Philip Umber.
Wasn't that the White Sox? Wasn't that one?
Yeah, dude. The White Sox, they throw a lot of no-hitters.
Yeah, they do.
They throw a lot of no-hitters.
You got Giolito. You got Burley. You got...
In that 2012
Philip
season,
Umber.
One, two, three.
I mean, they've only thrown like three or maybe not even two in their franchise history, though, right?
What?
The White Sox?
They have 20.
I know. Wasn't it Patrick when Gio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the third they've ever done.
And I looked at you and I was like,
20.
What?
So, like, check this stuff. In 2012, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no hitters, including one combined. That's John Sukanik's signed Mariners ball.
Yep. That just arrived today, by the way.
And
he said, coincidence? I don't think so.
And a perfect game that season as well. Also, John's Mariners, Felix Hernandez. it's kind of wild. And then looking at like 2010, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in that, including a Dallas Braden perfect game and Roy Halladay in the playoffs. Roy Halladay threw two no-nos that year.
Yeah. And that was the first game of the playoffs, wasn't it? First game of the NLCS?
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I remember that. R.I.P. Roy Halladay.
So anyway, these things, I mean, we've already got three this year.
I cannot believe there's Alec two Mills. Last. Who the hell is Alec Mills?
There was two last year in 60 games. Two last year in 60 games. No hitters are cool. And again, don't want to take anything away from John Means because he's a damn good pitcher. Do we ever lose the shine of the no hitter?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope. Because.
What if I see 15 a year?
You're not going to.
What if I see 10 a year?
You're not going to.
What if I see 8 a year?
You're not going to.
Well, that might have happened, Mike. I'm going to check. You talk.
A no-hitter is still something
I found
special.
7 in 2015, and I haven't even worked that hard. I'm not even sweating.
Okay. To go against
found
your own
another argument, 7.
To go against your own argument, in 2015, did you say, man, I'm just tired of all these no-hitters? Or did you go, oh, my God, these no-hitters are fantastic?
Well, he's like, I have something to talk about on my baseball show. Sweet. Well,
Max Scherzer threw two of them in 2015.
Isn't that amazing?
Cole Hamels threw one. Mike Fiers. Jake
Arrieta. You're not answering the question.
Sashi Iwakuma.
You're not answering the question.
And Chris Heston.
Who?
Chris Heston. He threw no-no. Who? I thought you said no-nos matter. Apparently, you already don't care about Chris Heston.
Are you like, you realize you've dug yourself the hole here and you're trying just to keep like throwing dirt on my face instead of climbing out of the hole?
I'm not the one defensive. You sound pretty defensive over there.
You're being very passive-aggressive.
No, I think I'm being pretty honest-aggressive. So, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm with you on this. I don't think we'll lose it, but it concerns me.
I think it all matters in what consists in the no-hitter. I mean, if you got a guy that's got a no-hitter, but he walked four.
A.J. Burnett walked nine.
You know, it's like, okay, well...
Right.
Yeah, it's a no-hitter. But today, I mean, 12 strikeouts. I mean, it was literally a perfect game. It wasn't for the third strike rule.
Well, what was wasn't Rodon's this year impressive, too?
Like, this was good.
Yeah.
I think he lost it on the
ninth. Yeah.
And I don't even know if it was a base hit. What happened there?
He hit the guy. Yeah, and he leaned into it.
Right.
He leaned into it.
Hit his foot.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I think I will always be impressed, unless it becomes like a once every 2 or 3 week thing. Eventually, you'll get a little bit like, oh, well, okay, I get it.
Say like the season started like 4 weeks ago.
We've already seen three.
Well, okay. Well, look, if it becomes a thing this
year. Thank you, Joe. Hey, you're just over there digging your own grave right now, man. The one that did this.
If it becomes a thing this year, then I'll probably get bored of it.
Sounds a little passive aggressive to me.
But I don't think it will, and I will not get bored of it because it's fun. It's dominance and it's goodness.
I like this text on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. John should start collecting signed balls from the pitchers who have no hit the Mariners.
Mm.
That would be a great one.
That'd be a good collection.
I tried to look that up, like how many no-hitters have been thrown against the Mariners. It was really difficult to find.
Yeah.
Well, do they have opposing teams on the...
They do.
I was going to say, there's got to be a list somewhere, teams that have been no-hit the most.
Control F Seattle Mariners and just...
Oh. All right.
You can do it.
I figured it out. No, I want to do it right now. Okay, I'll do it in the break. When we come back,
there's going to be like one.
When we come back, I'll deliver that. Plus, I want to get into a couple big studs are on the DL. And I think I know the answer to this question, but which one is more impactful? We'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Non si può stopparlo.
Hot Corner back at you. We do this bad boy every single Wednesday. I guess we'll just waste this whole hour talking no-hitters because I found the cool stats to find.
Well, you've already been on the cool stats to find. You found cooler stats to cool?
Well, I already told you in the commercial break, so you have to pretend like you don't know these.
Okay, tell me the stats that you just found in the commercial break when I was not in the studio.
There are two teams.
With my mouth closed.
There are two teams that have given up 19 no-hitters in their
like been the victim
franchise
of
history. Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, they're old school teams. It's the Dodgers and the Phillies. Well, the Phillies aren't that old because they were the A's before.
Well, does that still count under the Phillies then?
Don't the Phillies have like some like
it probably counts in the same franchise.
Yeah, I'm not sure because like the Orioles are down here and it says modern next to them. Same with the Nationals and same with the Brewers.
So
I imagine the Brewers, they're counting the Milwaukee Braves in the Atlanta Braves, but not the Milwaukee Braves in the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
They're not counting the Washington Senators in the Washington Nationals. But who would it be for the Orioles?
It would be like weren't they like the St. Louis Browns or something like that? They had a couple teams that they were different cities and different named and kind of jumped around. I'm trying to remember what cities they were in. I know they were in St. Louis. I just don't know what their team name was. So maybe modern Orioles history.
The best ratio, I believe, if my quick math is correct, one might have to correct me, is either the Cubs or the Astros. The Cubs have 16-7. Astros are 13-5. That's going to be some close decimal points.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that math. We can just say they're close.
Yeah. Too. Mariners 500, 6-6.
It's funny because we think the Mariners get no hit a lot. And then you hear 19, you're like, only six times. I know they're a newer franchise, all things considered, but still. Come on.
Let's see here. These are the guys that have thrown no hitters. Well, the first one was a combined no hitter in 1990. Against the Mariners.
I kind of don't like combined no-hitters.
I
feel like they're, like, cool. Multiple guys gave up no hits. I get it. But are we really celebrating that?
2 months later on
John?
My birthday, Randy Johnson threw one against Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
In 93, we've got Chris Bosio.
Who?
Threw one against the Red Sox.
Okay.
You didn't know about the Boz?
Dude, I was totally wrong about the Mets. We thought the Mets only have one no-hitter, and I thought it was Dwight Gooden. I was like, I just looked at it. No, he was on the Yankees when he did that to the Mariners.
Yeah, it was Johan Santana.
Johan Santana is the Mets one. You are correct,
Joe.
That
is correct, Joe. I had forgotten. I was like, is it a notable one for the Mets? Yes, it is.
Philip Humber, the White Sox against the Mariners. Then there's John's ball signed by the combined against the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Felix perfect against Tampa. Iwakuma no-nos the Orioles, so take that back. The big Maple Leaf against the Blue Jays in 2018. And then twice in 19, they were combined no-hit by the Angels and the Astros, and then again today.
Wait, they were combined no-hit by two teams in the same year?
Twice. Less than a month span.
That's so Mariner-y.
Less than a month span.
God. All right, well, hey, Mariners, it could be worse. You could have had 19 teams do it.
The
you.
First one in 2019, Taylor Cole pitched two innings, and then Felix Pena came in and threw seven. Final score, 13-0.
So it's basically one guy, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that'll do it.
That's a lot of no-hitters and a lot of no-hitter facts. And I will once again say, I'm down with no-hitters. I think they're exciting. I enjoyed watching today. It's such a cool moment to see the pitcher have that joy on his face.
I remember, so I have one of those sports calendars where you tear off a page every day.
Yeah.
And do you actually keep up with that? Every time I've had one, I stopped doing it in like February.
I am keeping up with it, but there's definitely where I'll go like a week with not ripping one off and I have to catch up and, you know, I read them. But they recently had one with
it's like Tally rewarding himself for later.
They recently had one with Phil Humber a couple days ago because it was the whatever anniversary of it. And basically, after his perfect game was just absolute dog
trash.
Yeah, exactly. It was like he played another 1.5 seasons after that and just was atrocious.
Well, Matt Cain threw a no-hitter, and then they made him the highest-paid righty in the history of baseball. I think they're still paying him.
No way. There's no chance.
I don't know, man. Johnny Cueto's still getting paid, so who knows? Well,
Johnny Cueto's still pitching.
Kind of. I mean, he like goes to the mound and throws a ball.
So
I don't know if that's really pitching.
He got hurt this year.
Phil Humber.
And every year.
Yeah.
His stats, I have him up right now, his game log after the his perfect game, which was on the Mariners also.
It is a perfect.
Yeah, no walks. Gave up 9 earned the very next game. Gave up 3, gave up 8, and then had a few 5-run games later on in the season. Six earned, and then found himself in the bullpen to end the season.
Not gonna work here anymore.
So Matt Cain was given a 5-year, $112 million contract in 2013, and he was bought out in 2017. So they are not still paying
him. All right, well, good. The worst ratio, in case you are curious out there, that would be the San Diego Padres. They have won, and they've been no-hit 10 times.
Man, I'm happy for them to get that no-hitter, and it was cool to see Musgrove do it, but there's something funny about the they've never had it, and they keep getting no hit. There's something funny about that to me. I wish that kind of kept going.
All right, we come back. We got a lot to get into. There's a new way to watch all of the baseball if you want to watch all of the baseball in the important ways. We got that as well. Plus, I do want to get into a couple guys on the DL, and we have fair or foul at the bottom of the hour as well. This is the Hot Corner. Hour number 2 coming up, 1080 The Fan.